featuring local bands and performers.
You are listening to CKUW. We'll be right back after this.
CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Kids, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu. 2 minutes late. What am I thinking? It's time now for Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, The Twang Trust. Yes, indeed. And what a show we have for you tonight. It's our official 2024 Winnipeg Folk Festival debriefing. We'll go over everything that we saw, everything we loved, everything we hated, everything that was in between. We'll put out a call about all the stuff we lost and all the hot gossip we heard. Stuff like that. Yeah, all Folk Fest, all the time, here tonight on the Twang Trust, except... we got some blue shadows for you that you've never heard before. It's actually been sitting on my shelf for years. I never paid attention to it, and then I had reason to pay attention to it yesterday, and it blew my mind. Tonight, it's gonna blow yours. Here on the Twang Trust, yes. Yes, thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you in a minute. Mr. Link Ray, kicking off tonight's episode of the Twang Trust. Heard that one, gosh, a few times recently. Out at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, of all places. It's true. I went to... you know, so much of what I just loved at the Folk Festival this year was all stuff that I knew nothing about or didn't care about, and it all just blew me away. The Mesthetics. I was vaguely curious about the Mesthetics and what they were going to be all about, and man, there's some mind-melting stuff right there, boy. Give me a second here. Oh my goodness. That's what happens when you're late. Anyway, give me a second. I'll be right with you. The Mesthetics. They were noisy as all get out. And there's this one workshop. There was the Mesthetics. There was this, what was they called? Rosalie. And who else was on that same thing? Somebody else. Where's my schedule? I got it right here. I circled everything I saw so I could talk about it easily. Where was it? Oh, and the Grogans, of course, yeah. And I wasn't sure, you know, it could have gone anywhere. Like, the Mesthetics, they're noisy as all get out. Most of their stuff is kind of jazz. But like free form jazz and just the kind of stuff that just grates on my nerves in a big way. And I thought, you know, these guys, you know, jazz guys, right? You know, they're all got their snooty nose up in the air and they're not going to play well with others. Well, nobody played better with others ever in the history of the festival, I think, than the Mesthetics. Man, those guys are great. They did this one, there was this one tune, it was basically, it was just a big jam with everybody, and it was all noisy and stuff, and then right near the end, they broke into Rumble by Link Ray, and it was amazing is what it was. And then, lo and behold, the very next day, I was checking out this workshop that our old pal Mac McKenzie was part of. That was a surprise. I didn't know that until like the day before. But Mac was taking part in a workshop. Where is it? It's here somewhere. Why aren't I finding it? Come on. It's not that one. It's not any of these. Where is it? I don't know where it went. Anyways, it was a First Nations kind of a thing, and Mac was part of this drum circle, and I didn't even spot him at first because he had his back to me, and then I had to go walk around from the other side and say, it is Mac. And then while I was there, I realized, holy moly, not only is that Mac McKenzie, but that there on guitar, Lee Ronaldo from Sonic Youth, for Pete's sake. The Medicine Singers, that's what they were called. And anyways, they were doing this big, amazing drum circle. And the more I listened to it, and it was so intense, the more I listened to it, I realized they're doing Rumble. They're doing Rumble again. I just heard it yesterday, and here it is again. And then, so I'm out in the field, right? And I'm just, you know, air guitaring to my heart's content. And I look over at the soundboard. And who's standing there but the three guys from the Mesthetics, just totally engrossed in the set. And eventually the song wound down and, you know, the rumble faded after totally shaking the earth. And I went up to the guys and say, hey, who'd have thunk it? The song of the summer. So, yeah, Link Ray's Rumble, the international rock and roll National Anthem, Song of the Summer. Although we proclaimed this one the Song of the Summer here on the Twang Trust just a couple weeks ago. It's Leroy Stagger on the Twang Trust.
drink and staring at the sun. Watermelon pink, he always knew she was the one. Psychedelic noises and a million choices. It's causing you to think it's watermelon pink. Yeah. Like the lipstick traces
sun. Cigarette burns on my black Levi's. Vegas gonna put my name up in lights tonight. Hanging from a chandelier. I got my blackjack bootleg candy machine. Like a NASCAR, the little jumbo screen. Chain smoke nail by 4 a.m. Wearing Oakley blades, son of ever want a bed. Alligator weed to the attache case. Cruising down the strip to a lonely place. Throwing ninja stars at a winter balloon. Drinking whiskey at the cup of milk.
The guy who nearly got rained out, Mr. Orville Peck from the latest record, Stampede. That's another one of them deluxe edition cuts featuring none other than Beck on that one there called Death Valley High. There's a song of the summer if there ever was one, as is the song before that, Upcountry Lemonade from Bendigo Fletcher, who won over many a heart this past weekend at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Yes, indeed. And why wasn't Leroy Stagger on the bill? Well, I don't know. Dad rock, I guess. I guess he's dad rock now. He's a legacy artist. You know, the two legacy artists this year was the Kingston Trio and the Cowboy Junkies. Kind of weird to lump them together, but they kind of were in a weird way, you know? I don't know. Yeah, loving that one, man. And Orville Peck, man, it got nearly didn't happen. I was heartbroken, and I just spent like almost $30 on food, and then it starts pouring. And, it's just the worst. You know, I left during Noah Cyrus's last song to go get some food because I was starving to death. And as soon as I'm walking away, it starts pelting down. So fortunately, I had an umbrella, which up to that point we were using to block out sun. And then all of a sudden we did need it for rain, which I didn't think we were gonna. But good thing I had it. Yeah, everybody got soaked pretty good, but, except me and my umbrella. Oh, I was feeling okay, actually. Although my feet, man, my shoes are finally dry as of today. They were so wet, but Miley finished her last song and all was well, Noah, she's Miley's little sister, you know, and because of that, it was like, who cares? What's she even doing on this bill, right? But she was great. I loved the Noah Cyrus. She was awesome. And who knew she was such tight pals with Orville Peck? She was just drooling over the guy and saying all these great things and how important he was. And she wouldn't even be doing this music thing if it wasn't for him. And, who knew? Who knew? I had no idea. I mean, I knew they did the song together on his new record, which we heard last week, but didn't know they were really that tight. You know, usually these duets these days, everybody does duets with all the famous people, and they just send files back and forth, and, you know, like, they never meet in person, but there was something there with Orville and Noah. And, yeah. And what the heck? What the heck? How about we listen to Noah Cyrus here on the Twang Trust for the first time ever? This is from, what? I don't know, her most recent album, although it's the deluxe version, and this is the bluegrass version of the title song to her latest record called The Hardest Part. Noah Cyrus on the Twang Trust. Didn't think you'd ever hear that, did you? Me neither.
Down by the water, where the auburn leaves were shining, holding hands with my father, and I swear I saw him crying, 'cause it's been so long, and the days soon gone, and the hardest part of going home is facing that you're getting older, and everything you've ever known is over, and all the paths are over. So long ago was burning. Through our smiles we try to hide it. All the years that we've been hurting, but we don't get too long. That's why I'm holding on. And the hardest part of going home is facing that you're getting older. And
saw the tremor and you saw the wings, you saw the Younger, I used to seek pleasure. When I was younger, I used to drink wine. Now that I'm older, I'm rocking a cradle, rocking a baby who's always crying.
Younger, I used to dress fancy. When I was younger,
I love you. When I was younger, I said things like that. Said I would hold you and love you forever. Love you forever and never look back.
In the pitch dark, makes it very cold. In my sleep is undisturbed. And when I left you, a reminder. Things didn't used to be this bad. Well, I brought you medicine deep in the night, and I know you.
We don't say words like that around here. Molly. That's Molly Velasquez from her album I'm Green. She played the Winnipeg Folk Festival this past weekend, much to my delight. I don't care about you. No, Molly was great. She did her solo show, and she did a workshop. It was the very first workshop of the festival at the Snowberry Field, and one of my favorites for sure. My Indie Heart, it was called. And wow, what a event that was. Molly, along with Joy Aladikin and Leith Ross, and She Returns from War, and a yuck fest on account of She Returns from War. And yeah, and everybody did cool covers and stuff. It was such a great workshop. You know, so many times, you know, the workshops, because American artists don't seem to be familiar with the concept. You know, the festivals down south, they don't do these workshops, apparently. And they're a little confused by them when they get up here. And sometimes it just, you know, okay, your turn, do a song. Okay, your turn, do a song. But so many of the multi-artist workshops this year were just the absolute best kind, where everybody's playing with each other and feeding off each other and enjoying each other. And I think pretty much all of the multi-artist workshops I saw were exactly like that, in just the best possible way. Oh, just a blast. A-plus Folk Fest this year, kids. If you're looking for a grade, it was an A-plus year. And I wasn't expecting it. Not after last year. It was my favorite year ever as far as the lineup goes. And this year, you know, when they announced the lineup, there was a handful of things. It was like, oh, well, okay, they're great and they're good. But there was like, I don't know, there were like four names I cared about. And the rest of them I'd never even heard of before. And I pride myself on knowing stuff, you know? But clearly I'm not as cool as I think I am. Because the more I delved into these folks and discovered people I'd never heard of before, the more excited I got. And oh, it was just a grand old time. It was. Yeah. Who else did we hear in that set? We heard also, well, way back at the top of the set, we heard from Noah Cyrus the bluegrass version of the title cut for her most recent album, The Hardest Part. We also heard from Montreal's Helena Deland from her most recent album, Goodnight Summerland. We heard The Animals. The thing I hated at Folk Fest this year, as I have every year since COVID, the merch tent. The merch tent is the worst. And nobody brings merch. Everything I wanted to buy wasn't there. The only thing I bought all weekend was the Lostines album, which I was excited to find. But there wasn't anything else there. I really wanted Helena Deland's records, and I would have liked to have bought a Rosalie album or two. We heard something from Rosalie's most recent outing, Bite Down. A little number called Hills on Fire. Yeah, but neither of them had anything for sale. Bonnie Light Horseman didn't have anything for sale. You know, a t-shirt would have been cool. You know, you can find the record easy enough here in town, but, you know, something fun? No, no fun. We did hear When I Was Younger from their new record, Keep Me On Your Mind, See You Free. And then Molly Velasquez there, who also didn't bring anything, but I got it off of Amazon dirt cheap, a vinyl copy, green vinyl of her debut record, I'm Green. And I actually, because it was so dirt cheap, I bought a few of them because it's going to be worth a fortune someday. It's going to be like those early Phoebe Bridgers records. They came out on colored vinyl, her first album, and it sells for like $400-$500 US now. Well, same thing's going to happen to Molly Velasquez, and I'll be laughing all the way to the bank. You just wait. $17, not even. 16 and change. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We heard Medicine. Did I tell you the name of that song? It's called Medicine. And Molly was great. You know, there was an awkwardness to it. I mean, she hasn't been doing this live thing for all that long, and nobody had a clue who she was. It started out looking kind of sad when I got there at the Shady Grove. There was like a dozen people up front, and then there was a handful of people in the back in the shade in the trees. Shady Grove is kind of like that. You know, unless it's some big superstar, nobody sits in the middle of the Shady Grove because it's so not shady. But by the time she started, it actually fleshed out pretty good. And but still, there was an awkwardness to parts of it. There was one song she did where it received absolutely no applause at all, just because it ended like it's kind of ended just total, you know, cut off. And I think people were expecting it to pick up again, and it didn't. And nobody wanted to be the first person to clap. They all just sort of, you know, looked at the birds and stuff. That was kind of weird. But still, she was great. And she pulled out one of the most oddball covers of the night. There was lots of great covers that I witnessed this past weekend at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. I personally saw no Springsteen covers. There was one, apparently. Sam Pauly did Hungry Heart on Sunday afternoon. I was falling asleep to the Cowboy Junkies at the time. And that's not really any indication of how I felt about the Cowboy Junkies. I was just damn tired. It was Sunday. I'd got like 3.5 hours of sleep the night before. I was gone, baby, gone. But yeah, I missed the Lone Bruce cover. And what is it with Hungry Heart and the Cuddy family? It's all three of them do it, but it's the only Bruce cover any of them do. And it's like they keep doing it over and over. Like, I mean, I love them all, you know, to bits, but, you know, there's a lot of material in that canon, you know, guys, next time you're over, we'll sit down and get to side two of the river, you know? It's a double album. Come on. Anyways, lots of great covers. We're going to hear from the Cowboy Junkies in this set. They had 7 Springsteen covers to choose from. They've recorded 7 Bruce songs over their entire career. They chose not to do any of them, just to annoy me. But that's fine. Well, it wasn't fine because I had another one that I kind of picked out that I wanted them to do, and they didn't do that either. The only cover besides the obvious ones, you know, Sweet Jane and Walking After Midnight, the only other one they did was the old blues one from their very first record. And that one doesn't really count either. So, yeah. And they're great at doing covers, but we're going to hear a special one in this next set of music from their album Songs of the Recollection. We're also going to hear, my favorite cover of the year, which was done by Ryan from Bendigo Fletcher, along with Helena DeLand. And then the Rainbow Girls all stood up and were doing Oohs and Ahs, which was great. Another great workshop, just because all the artists got along so well and helped each other out and stuff, and hugs aplenty, and it was just so good. But we're going to hear the song that they did, an oldie, one of my favorite songs ever, by Jackson C. Frank. If you've ever heard of Jackson C. Frank, you know what song it is, because essentially he only has the one song from 1968. I mean, there's an album, but no one cares about it except this one song. It's so great. We almost got a double shot of Randy Travis, But sadly, one of the lost Deans, her voice was ailing her in a big way, and she couldn't really hit the notes she needed to. They were planning on doing Forever and Ever Amen, which I think would have been awesome, but they didn't, sadly. But their label mate, Nick Shoulders, did an old Randy Travis number that I haven't heard in Coon's age. We're going to hear that one in this set of music also. But here's the one that Molly Velasquez did. She learned it from her dad. I knew she did as soon as she started doing it. I thought, there's no way she would have ever known this song. Obviously, her dad had everything to do with her doing it. It's an old Terry Allen number. We're not going to hear Terry Allen do it, though, either. We're actually going to hear it from an album called The Return of the Formerly Brothers. The Formerly Brothers being Doug Somm, Gene Taylor, and the guy singing this particular version, Mr. Amos Garrett. This is Terry Allen's Amarillo Highway here for you now on the Twang Trust. Maybe.
Well, all us Northwest Alberta types would like to salute the western part of the great state of Texas with a little something from Terry Allen. Well, I'm a high, straight, and plain view. Side bed and hide you lose a fresh tech and new deal. Some call me high hand and some call me low hand, but I'm holding what I am, the wheel. Well, I'm a panhandling manhandler. I roll it, post hauling, dust bowling daddy. I ain't got no blood veins, I got them four lanes out Amarillo Highway. I don't wear a Stetson, but I'm willing to bet some, and I'm a big Texan. Southern fried.